Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Oh, this topic came to me out of the sky, much like the parachuting beavers that I am going to talk about today.
This brings me such joy. Nothing else you say like can top that. But I look forward to this very much now.
So we're going to go back in time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So up to the end of World War II, people are moving out into more rural areas in the mm-hmm. West, and beavers were doing what they do. They hear water, they make a dam, and then there's a big puddle in your development.
Yes.
Fish and Game got the bright idea that we're going to relocate them.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Are we really going there?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, we are. So they'd catch the beavers. They'd put them in boxes, put them on mules. Apparently, mules hated the smell of beavers. Beavers did not like being on the back of the mules. It was terrible. We need to figure out a way to do the beaver moving. There were some things that we had in surplus after World War II. We have lots of pilots. We have surplus parachutes and beavers. So a perfect solution was born, para-beavers.
Wow. I have so many questions, but I'm going to let you talk and see how many you answer.
You can ask your questions if you want.
No, I want to hear. I'm going to hear the whole story. And okay. Then we'll have a time for questions afterward. I'll wait to raise my hand.
According to Scientific American, at least 76 beavers were airdropped into the Idaho backcountry in 1948.
Wow.
There was even a test beaver. Because they weren't sure, how is this going to work? Is this survivable? So they found this older beaver. They named him Geronimo. They built these wooden crates that were designed to, once they landed, pop open. But they figured if they didn't pop open, it's a wooden crate, a beaver could chew their way out, right?
Oh, so, sure.
Fail safe measure. Well, they took poor Geronimo up into the air in this little airplane, and they dropped him over and over and over again.
What?
To verify that it would actually work. And there is footage from, it has that 1950s black and white kind of video thing. I will have a link in the show notes.
It's like those Disney educational films.
Yes.
With the happy, that guy can make anything sound very American and positive.
And he's saying, here is Mr. Beaver, and we've taken him and put him in a crate. We're loading them 10 boxes to a plane, a male beaver and a female beaver, and we will be flying them out. And then it shows this airplane hundreds of feet above the ground, and this beaver's crate goes out. It falls for much longer than I would like before the parachute opens, and then boom, into the ground.
Can we take that beaver's blood pressure? Because his pulse is probably going nuts. And suddenly this film makes it feel like this very patriotic thing that we've done.
Right? You know? Salute that beaver as he goes off to fix our streams.
Poor Geronimo. Oh my gosh. Did they eventually release him? Do you know?
He was released into the wild with not one, not two, but three very desirable young beaver ladies as a thank you for his service. So they only did this in 1948 because, well, they moved the 76 beavers out into the wild. They did go check on them the next year. They were all doing their job.
Oh, good.
And they just decided to shelve the program because it was maybe, I think probably somebody said, you're doing what?
Are we sure that's the best use of fiscal resources?
Yeah, because it only costs $8 to transplant the beaver via mule back, although nobody liked that. So,
yeah, that is an amazing story. I want to be a part of some sort of craziness like that. I do like some wacky hijinks, but
yes,
maybe I don't need to incorporate live animals into the wacky hijinks.
Well,
so never
I don't know.
Mind.
I mean, but supposedly the children and grandchildren and grandchildren and grandchildren of these 76 beavers, they are still out there. So
damming up the streams of the Idaho wilderness.
Exactly. So you're welcome, Idaho.
Awesome. Well, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.